Tantor Audio presents The Good, the Bad, and the Witchy by Heather Blake. Narrated by Colleen Marlowe. 'Tis the witching hour of the night. Orbed is the moon and bright. And the stars, they glisten, glisten, seeming with bright eyes to listen. For what listen they? John Keats. Chapter 1. The longer I lived in the enchanted village, the more I realized that not only did magic live here, but also the truly eccentric. There were some strange people in this neighborhood, including 80-year-old Gothic maven Harriet Harkett, who was throwing herself a girls-only birthday party to celebrate the big day. She had hired As You Wish, my Aunt V's personal concierge service, to plan the black-and-white-themed party, which was taking place tonight. V shouted to be heard above the thumping music.
"Are you sure you hired a stripper, Darcy?"
She adjusted the black rose floral arrangement on the refreshments table. The flowers, named Witching Hour Roses, were quite stunning. They were midnight black, Harriet's favorite color, and had recently won international awards and acclaim from elite rose societies for being the first naturally black flower ever cultivated. However, the roses still seemed a little morbid to me, the dark color reminding me more of a funeral than a celebration. Trying to ignore V's question, I checked the food platters. There were plenty of hors d'oeuvres, but the birthday cake, the centerpiece, hadn't yet arrived. I'd give it 10 more minutes, then make a call to Evan Sullivan, owner of the local bakery, to see what was holding up the delivery. A handful of fine lines around V's eyes crinkled as she tipped her head and assessed me shrewdly, complete with a narrowed squint.